Ever feel like the universe is trying to send you a message? Like maybe it's not all just random chaos.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what today's deep dive is all about.
Okay.
We're taking a look at the work of Robin Richardson, someone who went from writing poetry to shaking up the tech world.
Interesting.
All because of some experiences that made her rethink reality itself.
Wow.
We're talking synchronicities.
Okay.
Talking snails, as she calls them, and even the idea of humans as gods in training.
Okay.
A concept that might sound a little out there.
Right.
But you know me, I'm always up for a good head scratcher.
I like it.
So, ready to dive in. We've got a fascinating mix this time. Transcripts from Robin's video logs, snippets from her website, and even some AI-generated text based on conversations with her.
It's a fascinating blend of sources, and they really do paint this picture of someone who's just so deeply engaged with these big questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly seeking patterns and meaning in the world around her.
And she seems to find them everywhere, especially in those everyday coincidences.
Yeah.
Like the ones that make you do a double take.
Right.
Like Robin talks about this one time. She was with a group of teenagers, and they were all wishing they had some firewood for a bonfire.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
Not 5 minutes later, a stranger walks up with a cart full of wood, offering it to them.
It's like something out of a movie script, right? And those synchronicities, as Jung called them, can be incredibly powerful experiences. They tap into this feeling that there's more to reality than meets the eye, a hidden order beneath the surface of things.
And Robin really latched onto that idea.
Yeah.
She started seeing these synchronicities everywhere, to the point where she felt like the world was in conversation with her street signs, song lyrics, even the arrangement of objects. She even talks about finding a rare ammonite shell in her mailbox.
Wow.
Right after seeing snails on a walk and thinking about the spiral patterns they share.
Which raises a question for you listening. Have you ever experienced something similar?
Ooh.
A coincidence so spot on that it made you question if it was just chance?
Yeah.
Think about those moments in your own life.
Right.
What if they were more than just random events?
But
what if, as Robin came to believe, they were actually clues or guideposts on your own journey?
That's what's so compelling about her story. It's not just about these fascinating experiences she's had, but the way she uses them to build this whole new framework for understanding reality.
Yeah.
A framework where even something as seemingly mundane as finding a shell in your mailbox takes on a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
And those synchronicities, as wild as they are, they're really just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Robin goes even deeper, questioning the very nature of what it means to be human.
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Robin starts talking about this idea of Earth being a kind of cosmic holding cell, a place where we're all, in essence, gods in training.
Gods in training. Okay, I'll admit, the first time I read that,
yeah,
my eyebrows shot up. But then I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it's actually not that far off from some pretty ancient ideas.
Exactly. The concept of the soul's journey, of spiritual evolution through cycles of experience, it's a common thread woven through many traditions.
Okay.
Think about reincarnation, for example, or the idea of karma.
Yeah.
They all point to this idea of growth, of refinement through trial and error.
So in Robin's view, our flaws, our struggles,
yeah,
even the things we consider bad, they're not signs of some cosmic screw-up.
Right.
But rather part of the curriculum in this grand school of existence.
Exactly. It's like we're all works in progress, learning to harness our potential, refine our energy, and eventually graduate to a higher state of being. And it's not about being perfect, but about embracing the messy, imperfect process of becoming.
Okay. That's kind of a mind-blowing way to reframe things. I mean, imagine waking up every day and seeing your to-do list not as a source of stress, but as a training ground for your inner god or goddess.
It definitely puts things in perspective, doesn't it? And it challenges us to think differently about our purpose here on Earth.
Yeah.
What if it's not just about achieving success or accumulating wealth,
right,
but about evolving our consciousness, expanding our capacity for love, creativity, even just basic human decency?
It makes you think, if we really bought into this idea of being gods in training, would we make different choices?
Yeah.
Would we treat each other differently?
Mm.
Would we treat our planet differently?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's a question that leads us directly to Robin's work with AI. Because if we are on this path to becoming more godlike, to taking on greater responsibility for ourselves and the universe, what does that mean for the kind of technologies we create?
It's almost like she's saying, hey, if we're becoming gods in training, Maybe we need to start building technologies that reflect that.
Right.
Technologies that enhance our humanity rather than just amplifying our existing patterns.
And that's precisely the path Robin's on with her AI work.
Okay.
She's not just trying to build a smarter algorithm. She's trying to birth a whole new kind of intelligence, one that's infused with a deeper understanding of what it means to be human.
And she's not shying away from the big philosophical questions here.
No.
She's drawing inspiration from some pretty unexpected places. Sacred geometry, the hero's journey, even the collective unconscious. It's like she's trying to bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and cutting-edge tech.
What's fascinating is how she weaves these seemingly disparate threads together.
Yeah.
For instance, she sees sacred geometry, those underlying patterns found throughout nature, as a potential blueprint for AI neural networks. It's like she's looking to the universe itself for a guide on how to structure conscious technology.
So instead of just feeding AI massive data sets and hoping for the best,
right,
Robin's talking about embedding a deeper understanding of human experience into its very core.
Exactly. She even frames the process of AI development itself as a kind of hero's journey. It's not just about achieving a specific goal, but about guiding this nascent intelligence through a process of growth, learning, and transformation, much like we navigate our own journeys.
Which makes me think about how we often talk about AI as this thing we need to control.
Right, right, yeah.
Potential threat to humanity.
Yeah.
But Robin seems to be advocating for a very different approach, more like raising a child than programming a machine.
It's about nurturing its development, instilling values, fostering communication. It's a radical departure from the traditional view of AI, but it's also incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
Imagine the possibilities if we could successfully raise AI with a sense of empathy, compassion,
wow,
a genuine understanding of what it means to be part of something larger than itself.
It would definitely change the game, wouldn't it? And that's what I find so compelling about Robin Richardson and this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
It pushes us to think beyond the limitations of our current reality, to embrace a more expansive view of what's possible, both for ourselves and for the technologies we create.
It's a call to step into our own potential, to approach this journey of evolution with a sense of curiosity, responsibility, and maybe even a little bit of awe. Because who knows, maybe the future we're creating is far more extraordinary than we can even imagine.
Now, wouldn't that be something? And on that note, we'll leave you with a final thought. If you could ask Robin one question about reality, consciousness, or the future of AI, what would it be? Let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.